Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, an increase in grants to tackle dereliction is expected to boost the supply of housing and significantly reduce the number of derelict buildings in the Lifford-Norder electoral area. Water supply outages have been a regular occurrence in the Glenties Municipal District this year, with island communities particularly affected. A cold snap bringing frost, freezing fog and even snow will take hold this week. And a man in Oma is believed to require facial reconstruction surgery following a serious assault in the early hours of Sunday morning. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Oisin Kelly will have all the latest in sport at 5:15. An increase in grants to tackle dereliction is expected to boost the supply of housing and significantly reduce the number of derelict buildings in the Lifford-Stranorlar electoral area. Ballybuffet and Stranorlar consistently record some of the highest levels of derelict commercial properties of any towns in Ireland each year. At one point this year, there were only 5 properties available to rent in the municipal district. Cathaoirleach Councillor Martin Harley says the additional funding will help inject new life into the area.
It has been worked trying to lower that number. Plus, as well, only over the last few weeks as well, it's been a very positive development as well, that there's a higher grant coming now to develop properties over units as well, which might help to develop the business properties as well, where there's an 85,000 of a grant going. If you can develop above a shop unit, to create one unit, and then for every other unit that will be developed, there'll be an extra 20,000. So if you had 3 units, you could be looking at 135,000 of a grant if you could provide 3 living accommodation spaces. So that would help, because that may increase the footfall within the town, which will be more, we hope anyway, that it would help to get more units going as well. So if you have more people living in the town, people might see more opportunities. Bloody as well, with the seat project as well, to me, that will bring more people into the centre of town as well. So there's a lot of positives there, but we can change that going forward.
Water supply issues have been a regular occurrence in the Glenties Municipal District this year, with island communities particularly affected. A long-standing boil water notice has also continued to impact the area. Residents say the ongoing disruption has placed a strain on daily life, from food preparation to basic hygiene. Cathaoirleach Councillor Michael McClafferty says both businesses and households have suffered and stressed that communication with the utility provider must improve.
The water situation with Esquire and Irish Water has been a disaster all year. Obviously, as you touched on there, both the communities have suffered greatly, the towns have suffered terrible, the businesses have suffered atrociously. It's just been a very bad year all in. Obviously, with the very warm weather, back was it around, can't remember exactly, it was around June, July time, with the heat wave as such, and we had no water. Like, we'd water off there for days on end, like, it was a disaster. With the situation then, where cows, livestock then were under pressure as well for water, didn't have water. Again, like, we're calling, shouting, pleading with Ayers Water at that time to lease in water tankers. It didn't happen. Although I acknowledge they have some water tankers in recent times, to be fair, and we're grateful for that. But again, Donna Marie, I do believe it's just what all our pushing and everything else, asking for and pleading for water tankers. Like I said, we have done that. I think that's what made them realise that they need to send them. Plus, we had a meeting there recently as well, and back in September there, end of September, with Irish Water as well, and Donegal Town, which was, well, it was beneficial to as such. We got an opportunity to get our points across on that, and again, brought up there with the water tankers. But again, at that meeting, we just pleaded with them to please and water tankers again when they're needed. It should not be a situation, it's this mad situation, Donna Marie. You must be out of water for at least 24 hours before they can consider sending a water tanker. Like, I don't acknowledge and I don't accept that.
A cold snap bringing frost, freezing fog and even snow will take hold this week. Met Aaron's predicting temperatures to fall over the coming days, while some wintry showers are forecast, particularly in northern areas. Tonight in Donegal, temperatures are forecast to plunge to lows of minus 4 degrees. Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather says it's down to a polar air mass moving over the country.
There will be some frost before Friday, but really it's Friday when we see the risk of wintry showers starting, and starting in the north, and then some of them will make it further inland, but they will turn to sleet and rain when they come further south. Saturday and Sunday then we will see much colder air mass and a risk of some more wintry showers. How long that'll last is a little bit uncertain. There is a risk of the cold air lasting really beyond Monday or Tuesday, but the weather models are very uncertain at the moment, and the snow risk looks quite low for most parts of Ireland. Northern areas at highest risk, but certainly a lot of uncertainty on the weather model. So we could still see the cold hang on a little bit longer and increased risk of snow yet to come.
A man in Omagh is believed to require facial reconstruction surgery following a serious assault in the early hours of Sunday morning. The 46-year-old says he was attacked after refusing to give a lift to a man he didn't know between 1 and 2am. He was reportedly assaulted and kicked while on the ground, sustaining multiple serious facial injuries. Police are appealing to anyone who may have a dash cam, mobile phone or other footage from the Mount Joy Road bus depot area at that time to contact them. Investigations by Gardaí continue into a fatal house fire in Edenderry, County Offaly earlier this month. The arson attack at a house in Castleview Park killed 4-year-old Tadhg Farrell and his grand aunt Mary Holt. Tadhg's grandmother continues to receive hospital treatment for serious burn injuries. Gardaí are now appealing for any information on a black Kia Rio saloon car registration number 08D24363. It's believed the two males involved in this attack left the scene in this car, which was found burnt out in Naas in County Kildare. Bundoran Ornillai is urging those taking part in a New Year's Day swim to take all the necessary precautions to stay safe and make the event enjoyable. Some recommendations include wearing a brightly coloured swimming cap, attending a pre-organised event and having items to keep warm after you leave the water. Finn Mullen, the Water Safety Education Manager with the Ornillai, says people should listen to their bodies.
Yeah, we'd love to see people enjoying the water, whatever time of year, but especially around winter time, we have to be very mindful of the water temperature and the weather conditions. If it's your first time planning a dip or a swim or whatever, we'd always advise that you seek medical advice before you do it, just to check there's nothing untoward that could be underlying there that would stop you enjoying your dip. But always check the weather, the tides and the sea conditions before you go. Really good rule of thumb is if you don't feel right, as in you don't feel well or you feel nervous or you look at the water and it doesn't look right, it looks much rougher than what you are used to or what you were expecting, just don't go in. There's always another day to go for a swim. So just be really mindful of what your body is telling you in all different sorts of ways, whether you're feeling well and well or whether it doesn't look right. Listen to your body.
And I suppose that's the main thing. If in doubt, don't go out. But also you made reference there to not jumping in, and there's no competition for whoever's the coldest. It can be hard sometimes not to get carried away with all the crack in these things.
Yeah, and you know, the science says that after 60 to 90 seconds, you get all the benefits of cold water immersion. Staying in there after doesn't gain you anything. And certainly what we always want people to be conscious of, there is no time limit. It's when you feel comfortable, okay? That's the time to exit the water. Because as you start to feel your teeth chattering and you can't feel the sensation in your feet and your hands, that's already gone too far. That means that your body's cooling down at a really serious rate and could risk further injury, or if you get into trouble, you're not able to rescue yourself.
A handwritten note from 2003 reveals fears that the British Army's top spy inside the IRA could have been a danger to himself. Known by the codename Steak Knife, officials were concerned he might attempt to take his own life after his identity became public. The note came amid an intense scrutiny of the double agent's alleged role in murders and acts of torture. The man who tackled a gunman who opened fire on Hanukkah celebration on Bondi Beach says he didn't think twice before taking action. Ahmed Al-Ahmed managed to wrestle a rifle from one of the two men who killed 15 people in the shooting earlier this month. A number of people from Donegal were on Bondi Beach that day but had fled to safety. Ahmed Al-Ahmed spoke to CBS after footage showed him tackling the attacker.
I risked my life for innocent human being. I can't call them stranger because they are a human being like me. I couldn't handle it to hear a kid and a woman and oldest and man screaming and asking for help and no one help.
Former Australian High Commissioner to the UK, Alexander Downer, says he showed incredible courage.
It was an extraordinary and very transformative act of bravery because it did reflect what you would hope would be the spirit of people here in Australia.
A family in County Antrim escaped a devastating house fire after their oil tanker exploded on Boxing Day. Victoria Nichols believes a build-up of carbon monoxide caused the blaze after cold ashes were put into their brown bin. The wheelie bin was positioned beside the oil tank. Victoria says she never wants to see another family go through this.
What they're thinking is unbearable. Like, she keeps talking about the fire. She's even said there today to me at lunchtime, just completely out of the blue, "But Mummy, what if that fire had taken the roof off and hit my football net that she'd got from Santa?"
Local enterprises in Donegal received a significant boost in 2025, with the local county's local enterprise office providing 27 businesses with grants totalling over €628,000. In addition, 43 training programmes and events were held across the county, attracting 969 participants to develop their skills. The LEO's core activities are mainly funded by Enterprise Ireland, with Donegal County Council contributing nearly €274,000 this year and pledging further support for 2026. Ryan Brawley has more.
The budget book says that over the course of 2025, the local enterprise office advanced the development of Food Coast Donegal, delivered the school's enterprise programme to over 515 post-primary students across 14 Donegal schools, and continued to support the Creative Coast strategy. There was also success at a European level, with the Donegal LEO playing a key role within the Enterprise Europe network, as well as commencing delivery of an EU Interreg project exploring the opportunity of securing geographical indication status for Donegal Tweed and other local products, in conjunction with partners in Finland and Iceland. These projects will continue in 2026, along with delivery of the LEO's core programmes and supports.
It's 12 minutes past five. We'll have sports after this short break.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports Letterkenny. Cross the finish line in style with running shoes from michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15 on Highland Radio. Oisin Kelly's at the sports desk.
Thanks, Donna Marie. It's a busy night of football cross-channel. Manchester United manager Ruben Amorim says his side are in a better position heading into 2026 than they were this time last year. They're sixth in the Premier League ahead of tonight's game against bottom side Wolves. Their opponents have just 2 points from 18 matches, but Amorim feels they're better than their results are suggesting.
You cannot look at the table. For me, it doesn't mean nothing. They are performing so much better. We can lose any game. Some games of Wolverhampton was so close. So I feel that they are confident, but we are preparing for a very tough match.
Well, that game at Old Trafford kicks off at 8:15 tonight. At the same time, leaders Arsenal welcome third place Aston Villa to the Emirates Stadium. Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta says his side have motivation and hunger to put right what he called a cruel defeat to Villa earlier this month. Villa scored a 95th minute winner just 3.5 weeks ago. Arteta is expecting another big battle when his predecessor, Unai Emery, returns with Villa this evening.
They merit to be there. Look what they are doing and how consistent they've been. What Unai has done with the club. So they are doing it on the pitch, which is where you have to show your level. And against Villa, we have a really tough match. We know their level, what they are doing. But beautiful game as well to prepare and play.
At 7:30 tonight, struggling Burnley can go unbeaten in three if they avoid defeat at home to Newcastle. Nottingham Forest can put some daylight between them and the bottom three with a win at home to Everton. West Ham are on a three-game losing run. They're at home with Brighton, the visitors, to the London Stadium. And Bournemouth will make the trip to Chelsea. Chelsea manager Enzo Maresca says it's not down to bad luck that they've lost games from winning positions this season. His side seemed to be easing to a Premier League victory over Aston Villa at the weekend, but they faded and were beaten 2-1. Maresca feels they've surrendered leads too often.
I don't think it's random. When something continues to happen, it's not random. So we need to understand why. No matter if we are winning, draw or losing, we concede a goal, we lose a little bit the control. So we need to understand the reason why.
On the transfer front in the Premier League, Manchester City are close to reaching a full agreement with Bournemouth for the signing of Antonio Semenyo. It's understood talks are now at an advanced stage ahead of the Ghana winger's €74 million release clause becoming active on New Year's Day when the transfer window opens. And Crystal Palace are understood to have agreed a deal worth just over €40 million for Tottenham winger Brennan Johnson, but it's thought that the Wales forward is yet to make a decision on whether to make the move across London. Johnson scored the winner for Spurs in the Europa League final over Manchester United in May, and he's made just six Premier League starts this season. Up in Scotland, Celtic have the chance to draw level on points with the Premiership leaders Hearts this evening. The Hoops go to Motherwell off the back of winning their last two league matches. Kick-off at Fir Park is at 8 o'clock. And at 7:45, Rangers will welcome St Mirren to Ibrox. There's also a full programme of games in the Irish League Premiership. The leaders Larne, they take on Cliftonville. The kick-off time there is at 7:45. Larne currently have a four-point advantage at the top of the standings over second place Coleraine, who are also home tonight, but they've got a huge tie as they welcome fourth place Linfield to the showgrounds. In the other games, Bangor take on Ballymena United, Crusaders play Carrick Rangers, Dungannon Swifts are off to Glenavon, and Portadown are on the road as they go to Belfast to play Glentoran. In the Championship tonight, Institute are at home. They are taking on Newington at the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium. No game for Limavady United tonight. They're in action tomorrow on New Year's Eve as they play Anna United. In darts, a number of big hitters are in action at the World Championship this evening. Former champions Michael van Gerwen and Gary Anderson are set to meet in the last 16 with a quarterfinal space up for grabs, while Luke Humphreys, who's also a former winner, will round off tonight's action involved in the final game. In rugby, Ulster have confirmed that a back row Jarno Augustus will be out for a number of weeks with an ankle ligament injury. The South African picked up the issue midway through their 29-24 victory away to Connacht in the ERC last week. It rules him out of Friday's visit of Munster to Belfast. Ian Henderson and Rob Herring are also doubts for that game. And racing trainer Nicky Henderson has confirmed that his plan is to enter Serginho in the champion hurdle at the Cheltenham Festival. The five-year-old made a winning return by claiming the Christmas hurdle at Kempton on St Stephen's Day. And in golf, 15-time major winner Tiger Woods turns 50 today. Woods has played sparingly since a career-threatening injury in a car crash in 2021. His last competitive outing was the Open Championship in July of 2024. And that's your sports for today. Donna Marie.
Thanks, Oisin. The Irish government has committed almost €2 million to the Shared Island Civic Society Fund. The money goes towards supporting cross-border partnerships between grassroots community organisations both here and in the north. Nine of the projects are attached to County Donegal with a value of €266,655. Cliona Conley reports.
The largest award, €50,000, goes to Kildraman and Oak, a youth music and drama project led by Culturelan Caislán Rorí with partners in Gwydor. Shared Cultures Northern Borders by Accidental Theatre and on Grianon Theatre receives €45,000, while Shared Tables, the Donegal Derry Causeway Civic Alliance, has been awarded almost €45,000. Just under €39,000 goes to the new film scoring school by by Dumb World Limited and the Regional Cultural Centre in Letterkenny. Ag Fáil Le Chéile delivered by Cóthair Cúram Forbartha Gwydor, partners in Harn Toker and Slacht Neil, receives €31,000 and the Cross Border Community Wealth and Resilience Project has been awarded almost €30,000. Similar grants of €10,000 or less are going to projects on teaching politics, road safety and railway heritage.
In Stranorler, a driver was caught travelling at 140 kilometres per hour in a 60 zone during the week of intensified guarded traffic enforcement. Almost 2,100 checkpoints were carried out nationwide, resulting in 149 arrests for drink or drug driving. Over 4,600 drivers were caught speeding by patrols, cameras or vans. Superintendent Liam Geraghty says anyone who drives while intoxicated is putting people's lives in danger.
Approximately 600 people have been arrested for driving while intoxicated. 43% of them are for drugs. Again, they are predominantly illegal drugs, cocaine and cannabis. These are people who are making a conscious decision to take drugs, illegal drugs, and then sit behind the wheel of a car that weighs approximately a tonne.
Looking now to the weather forecast for tonight. It will be cold and dry with clear spells. Lowest temperatures of -4 to 0 degrees with frost and ice developing on untreated surfaces. Light variable breezes or near calm conditions will allow for some fog or freezing fog to develop. To conclude this evening's news, a look back at the main stories. An increase in grants to tackle dereliction is expected to boost the supply of housing and significantly reduce the number of derelict buildings in the Lifford-Stranorler electoral area. Ballybuffet and Stranorler consistently record some of the highest levels of derelict commercial properties of any towns in Ireland each year. At one point this year, there were only 5 properties available to rent in the municipal district. Water supply outages have been a regular occurrence in the Glenties MD this year, with island communities particularly affected. A long-standing boil water notice also impacted the area. Residents say the ongoing disruption has placed a strain on daily life, from food preparation to basic hygiene. A cold snap bringing frost, freezing fog and even snow will take hold this week. Met Aaron is predicting temperatures to fall over the coming days, while some wintry showers are forecast, particularly in northern areas. Tonight in Donegal, temperatures are forecast to plunge to lows of -4 degrees. And a man in Omagh is believed to require facial reconstruction surgery following a serious assault in the early hours of Sunday morning. The 46-year-old say he was attacked after refusing to give a lift to a man he didn't know between 1 and 2 o'clock in the morning. He was reportedly assaulted and kicked while on the ground, sustaining multiple facial injuries. That's all for now from the newsroom. We'll be back with headlines at 6 o'clock. The obituary notices this Tuesday evening, December 30th. The death has taken place of Michael McCullough, 59 Orchard Road, Sign Mills. Remains are reposing at his home. Funeral leaving his home on Thursday at 25 past 11 for Requiem Mass in St. Teresa's Church, Sign Mills at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live on churchmedia.tv. The death has taken place of Michael McGinley, Rathfarnham, Dublin and formerly of Dunfanaghy, reposing at Fannigan's Funeral Home, Wilbrook, Rathfarnham on Thursday from 5:30 until 7:30. Funeral Mass will take place on Friday at 1 o'clock in the Church of the Annunciation, Rathfarnham, followed by burial in Kilmashogue Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on the parish webcam. House private. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.